I got involved with Iditarod 10 years ago because my husband and I had a Siberian Husky, and my husband loves Alaska. We decided to come and spectate and thought, why are we on this side of the tape? So we came back the next year as volunteers, and I've come for 5 years. I've been to Minnesota for the last four for the bear grease, and in 2020 I came back. I'm here today, back at Iditarod for 2020, because my travel bestie, Yetta McGavin, said that life is too short, and even though we weren't planning on coming, we need to do it, so we're here. My favorite Iditarod story is dog handling for the ceremonial start for Matt Failer. And halfway to the start line, I said, I can't do this anymore. I have to step aside. I was the front person on the dog team. And just then, one of his dogs bumped my back leg, and I went down flying in the perfect example of drop and roll. Couldn't breathe. I was sweating. I was taking snow out of my neck. And he stopped the team and waited for me. I thought he would just keep going. And caught my breath, and I said, okay, I can do this. And we made it to the start line, and it's my favorite Iditarod story. What I know for sure is that when you meet someone and they change your life, that really matters. And life is too short to say no, I'm too old, or that's too hard. And it's important to do the things that you love and that matter to you while you can, and to tell the people you love that you love them while you can.